Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Happy, happy Wednesday. I don't know what day you listen to this podcast, but it's dropping every Wednesday, and this one is dropping on this Wednesday. And thank you so much for your time, for your attention, and your support. Man, forgive me as we think about the fact that 2025 is the year that is here, and we're moving forward. And for many of us, our goal is to continue to elevate. And when I say elevate, I'm not talking about just on the basketball court where people get up and they dunk and elevate. I'm talking about elevating your life. We're going to talk a little bit about that today. Let's bow our heads and pray. God, we thank you for today. Thank you for another opportunity to move forward and gain insight as to how we can become a better me, a better us. We pray that you would lead us, guide us, bless my friend who is having a difficult time. Give them answers. My friend who's having a great time, I pray you would keep them focused on you. Most importantly, I pray that you would guide us as we dialogue today. In your name, amen. What are you doing to elevate this? And if you're listening and not watching, I'm asking, what are you doing to elevate your mind? As a little boy, I remember I would talk a lot in class. Now, it sounds cute, right? But I was talking about a bunch of nothing. I wasn't talking about the lesson. I wasn't talking about what the teacher was sharing with us. I was just running my mouth. One of the things that happened to me, and you get introduced to Mrs. Washington in my children's book called Go, Grow, Glow at eugenehamilton.org. One of the things that Ms. Washington introduced me to, even as a young kindergartner, right, or elementary school student, whatever grade I was in, was spelling bees. And one of the things that helped my vocabulary with learning how to enunciate, learning what subject and verbs agreed, learning what to do beyond my English class, was my involvement with spelling bees. It elevated my mind. It elevated my speech. And it put me in good favor with a lot of different people around campus. And one of the things that is exciting for me, because I didn't grow up in a nice part of town. I grew up in a pretty struggling part of town growing up. And people did not celebrate reading and spelling. In fact, if you get to the barbershop, what was talked about? The guy that was praised at the barbershop wasn't the guy that won the spelling bee. It was the guy that scored 30 points. Now, he may not have had an A, B, C, or D at school. He may not have been eligible to play, but somebody pushed him through to play, and that's not everybody's case, but even if somebody is a straight A student and they play a sport, oftentimes what they do on the court, the diamond, or the field, the gridiron, is talked about more than what happens in the classroom. So here I am today, far removed from that classroom. And one of the things I've been doing this year is developing my love again for reading. Yeah, so once you get out of rhythm of something, right, not only do you lose reps, but sometimes your love for something kind of dissipates, right, because you're no longer engaged in it. One of the things that happened for me was when I was spelling those words, I wanted to read all the time. I mean, my mother would catch me in the room sometimes at night with the light on, should be sleeping, but I was reading something, a book I got from the library or whatever the case might be. I had a love for something after I was exposed to something, but I used that muscle every single day, and that muscle grew. If you want your mind to grow this year, if you want your mind to elevate this year, you got to exercise your mind. So ask again, what are you doing to elevate your mind? Are you reading? Are you listening to podcasts that are helping you to think bigger and to think outside of your comfort zone, to stretch your imagination? Are you exposing yourself? One of the things that I love that we get a chance to do is we go to museums and we visit these historic places to kind of get our minds around possibilities or what was before that is no longer happening. And we say to ourselves, wow, they were doing that back then. What happened to our thinking?
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Thinking is now shrinking. What are you doing this year? What if you expose yourself to that will help you become a better you? One of the things that people sometimes forget is that school only lasts for X amount of years, but education lasts forever. Yeah, you go to school for 12, 13, sometimes 16 years with college, and maybe some folk go 20 years with medical school and so forth. I get it. Those things have their place. But for the rest of your life, you will be educated, right? Whether it be through reading a book, whether it be through going to a job and getting some training there, whether it be certification programs, whatever it is, whether it, even if you're not doing any kind of program, if you're just learning how to cook, whatever it is, we're always, always, always in a position where new information is being thrown our way. And we got to figure out what we're going to do with it. See, information is only good for us when we learn how to apply it. Information is only good for us. In fact, one of the things that I've often struggled with and I've looked at online with people giving away information, and I finally figured it out. You can give away information all day long, but people, even after they get the information, they need somebody to help them learn how to implement the information. So sometimes we get information and we, oh man, this person is giving it away for free. Yeah, because they know you ain't going to do nothing with it. Right? And people oftentimes will come back to you if you're giving good information. They'll come back to you to find out the steps to take to implement what you just informed them about. So several things I think that you can do to elevate your thinking in your mind. Number one, get yourself a mentor. Now, find somebody that knows more than you. Find somebody that's doing the thing that you want to do and ask them to show you the ropes. If you got to pay for their time, stop being cheap. In fact, know that you deserve. Yeah, when you send that Cash App, when you send that PayPal, whatever you got to do, just pay for that person's time, know that you deserve that. Find a mentor. Connect yourself with somebody who is on the path that you want to travel. Secondly, hey, listen, learn how to read. Not so much learn how to read, but fall in love with reading again. I mean, read stuff that I saw Trevor Noah. He was on some talk show the other day, and he said he talked about how in his house growing up, his mom would make them read stuff that they weren't interested in. Now, that sounds a bit interesting, but he said, hey, the other day he read a book on design. He has no kind of love for interior designing, but he read a book about interior designing, and he said now when he walked past a room, he looks at the doorknob and says, oh, that doorknob doesn't go with that pattern. So now he's been exposed to something else, right? He's been exposed to another wave of thinking. And now he's stretched his imagination and his mind to cover areas that he really doesn't have. He never had an interest in. So as you think about elevating your mind, get a mentor, fall in love with reading again. And number three, expose yourself to at least one new piece of information every week, if not every day. Expose yourself to new information, whether it be information you got off the internet, whether it be somebody's podcast. Expose yourself to something new, something different, something that's going to stretch you and move you beyond what you're comfortable with and put you in position to even blow your own mind. I want you to elevate your mind this year. I want to elevate my mind this year. I want to elevate my thinking this year. I want to elevate my life this year. But it all starts in your mind. It all starts with your desire, not just to go, but also to grow and then to glow. So as you think about your path from this day forward, I want you to think about it in the context of growth every day, right? Even through uncertainties of life, there's one thing that is constant. You've got to want to grow every single day. Share this episode with somebody that you know wants to grow, that somebody that you know wants to get out of their comfort zone. Share this episode. Go back and rewatch, pull some gems, apply them to your life, and I promise you I'll see you next week. Don't forget, as you close out the week, every single day, our duty is to go, is to grow, and is to absolutely positively glow every single day. That's my time. Have a great rest of your week. Peace.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.